I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kick off your future with the law firm of Kendorian Murad. They're the official Grant and Danny Show sponsor. They'll help protect your assets, update your will and your trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com and mention the show to get a discount. kmlawyers.com. I was wearing my winning off the field t-shirt in West Palm Beach.
Oh, yes.
You can get a winning off the field t-shirt. Represent the Grant and Danny radio program. The rest of our gear as well from all the shows and everything we do here at the station. The Fans merch shop. 1067thefanshop.com. For our selection of men's and women's gear, hoodies, coffee mugs, so much more. Winning off the field is the t-shirt I want you to buy, though. A really good gift at 1067thefanshop.com.
Yeah, I mean, kid sizes. I know that because I got one for my sons. And I actually didn't tell you this. This was, I want to say, maybe a few weeks ago. One of those random nice weather days when it's still mostly surrounding by cold. And so my kid was wearing that shirt to school, and he walks ahead. He can't be bothered to walk alongside me and maybe his mom or whoever else.
Is he too cool for school there?
At this point, he's going with his buddies, and they go off, and they go fast, they go slow. They like look at a stick, or they say bruh a lot to each other. Like, let's go, bruh, let's go, bruh, trust, whatever. So they speak their own language. Anyway, I overheard at when we're waiting for the school to open, a couple dads noticed the shirt. And I'm like, all right, here we go. Like, this is going to be a nice compliment for us. The guy says, winning off the field, what is that? And the dude goes, it's from a TV show. And the guy's like, what? He's like, yeah, it's a TV show. It's a local TV show where they talk about like things that happen over the years with the football team. And one of the guys from the football team said that, and that's why they have that shirt.
Dagger! A local TV show.
Yeah, and
local TV shows talk about sports.
And
oh no,
thank you, Frank. So I'm like now rocking a hard place. So I saw her over there and go, couldn't help but over here. It's actually about my show. Hi, on the radio. I didn't know. Just swallowed it.
Thank
just
God.
Ate it.
Yeah. Whatever. You can't do whatever.
I can't
that.
Do that. I didn't do that, but I was tempted. I was like, maybe I was walking with my another mom, and I was like, could you go over there and explain to him that there's a radio program? It's called The Grant and Danny Show, and that's where it's from. She's like, I'm not doing that. I was like, you're probably right. Don't
that's
do that.
Absolutely
you
ludicrous.
Didn't ask her to do that.
I didn't. I thought about it.
Oh, thank God.
I may have said.
That would be tough.
Well, you know what? I didn't ask specifically. Here's what I did do. I go, okay, I overheard that. It's so wrong. Can someone say something? And I kind of looked at her, and she was like, no. I'm like, okay, fine. No one say anything. I just can't let that. This local TV show.
I think we're fine just letting them never know.
He's like, what's that from? The guy said it so authoritatively. There's a local TV show that talks about football.
The guy at the baseball game who thinks, you know, he's telling all his buddies about all the players, but everything he's saying is wrong. It's the bit I like to do. Like, oh, that guy there, they just traded for him from the Royals. Like, which one? Like, that guy over there, your point at Joey Gallo. Never played for the Royals. They didn't trade for him. You just hope that someone turns around like, you're wrong, man.
Yeah, least favorite bit that you do that. I hate it.
Maybe someone was trolling you. Maybe someone was doing the bit on you.
If they were doing that next level where the guy was a great actor, if he genuinely didn't know, if they were doing a little sketch together?
Couple of NFL headlines we got to hit before we get out of here and a Caps power play all coming up at the end of this segment. But let's hit the phones, 800-636-1067. People have been waiting. They want to discuss what looks like the end of the road for an arena that never was in Virginia. By the way, Virginia is not doing great when it comes to getting stadiums.
Nope.
And it's not like they want them and can't get them. It seems like they never want them.
or like some people want them and then like it's gone.
The right people don't.
Yeah.
Apparently, Senator Louise Lucas is the most powerful person in the
country. You don't like those stadiums.
If she wants a stadium, you can have one. If she doesn't, you don't get one. So I'll just never take my son to a game in Virginia unless she changes her mind, I guess. That's where we're at. Let's go to Victor in Clifton. Hello, Victor.
Hey, Victor.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Doing great.
Good. First time caller. I'm going to tell you right now, guys, she did the right decision. I'm going to tell you why. You got to remember that she's for the whole entire state of Virginia, number one. And number two, there's a lot of projects that need to go to the rest of the state, unfortunately. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally.
So she was looking at that big time, and I'm a Republican by nature, trust me. And
trust
we
me.
Need that money coming in.
I like the trust you, man. I got
no,
you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I got you.
I worked in the state of South Carolina for many years where money didn't get spent the right way. And for her to do that, just probate them and go, hey, we need to stop this in its tracks. They need to do what's called a cost-benefit analysis. I used to be an economic development professional for years, and they just need to have that document prepared. Then Ted Leonsis could go ahead and go, okay, we got this in hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. No, listen.
We don't think that they did a cost-benefit analysis? That's
well, I'm sure Monumental showed one that said, yeah. Look, there's no cost, and look at all the benefits. And then there have been others that maybe have some different interpretations. But an official state-run one was good. Again, you could agree with her position. She finally laid it out a little bit in some comments today responding to the governor's statements. There are very reasonable arguments to be made, right? And I make some of them in opposition to certain elements of this thing. It's the no one else gets to discuss it part of it that I think doesn't stick very right. well in my craw,
so
I would
his,
say.
His call was, I agree with her take that Virginia shouldn't want that arena being funded by taxpayers. In any capacity. If he wants the arena in Virginia, he should pay for it. That was essentially what the guy who called in just said. I agree with her. Which is great.
Totally.
That is fine. But what I'm asking, or I guess what I brought up earlier in the show and last night on social media is, this is how we do it? Like, this is the best way to do this? And if you're saying this time she's doing the right thing, in my opinion, and you're cool with it, fine. But are you cool with it when you disagree with the person who just decided we won't have any discourse or you know, have any vote on this? But maybe it doesn't matter. You know, maybe to our listeners, the most important thing is the arena being in Virginia or not. Do you want it or do you not?
I think it is, by the way.
We've talked about that a lot.
Yeah.
Like, they don't care about the specifics of how it got crushed or that one person did so or you know, that she spoke for 100-some members of the General Assembly and it's over now. Maybe that's not, this isn't the platform for that. Maybe the bigger conversation just needs to be, should taxpayers ever be paying for any part of a stadium? And going back to the old Virginia versus Maryland versus DC, will you cross
thing.
The river bit?
Yeah. I mean, so again, I remember when the Nationals are coming back to Washington, or we're coming to Washington, they were going to be the Nats, it was going to be, you know, the Expos were leaving, they were coming here. And I'll never forget Linda Kropp on the DC City Council just sort of made this out of nowhere left turn power play thing that like very nearly cost DC the stadium. There's still some, and there are people that are going, yeah, that's right. I understand where she's coming from. Then there are folks like me that are going, I waited my whole life for a team of my own to root for. Please don't take this away from me. And so the only point I'm trying to make here, whether I was right or wrong as a 21 or 22 year old, whatever old I was at the time, maybe 24, there are people that feel that way. If you were on the other side of this thing, about being able to take, as Grant put it earlier, take their son to a game in Virginia where they live. That's not a crazy thing to want. I guess that's my only point is, no matter how right you think you are, sorry to cut you off, no matter how right you think you are, please understand that there is absolutely somebody, a house down, two doors down, in a different apartment building down the street from you, whatever, who was really looking forward to this.
Well, but people don't care about that.
Yeah.
I mean, have you turned on the news? I mean, you ever seen politics debated? Nobody acknowledges that there's another side to anything, essentially. But that goes both ways. Most things do. That cuts from both ends. But I just, now I wonder, I guess when I hear this idea, like, I'm doing this for Virginians, I don't remember a poll. What percent of Virginians want the thing in Virginia versus not? We have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have they studied that? How would they know that? I don't remember taking an exit poll on how I feel and why. There certainly hasn't been any votes. Now, if your point is, I stand firm for Virginians that taxpayers shouldn't pay for stadiums, like universally, no matter what, I'd imagine the vast majority of us in the state agree with that sentiment. But every deal is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And I think to just say point blank, I'm doing this for you. Like, for me? Oh, thanks, I guess. You know what I mean? Like,
thank you so much for doing that.
Thanks for telling me what I want and what I need. Tim, in I don't know what that is. Tony Town? What is that?
Tony Town?
Yes. Hello. Good evening.
Hey, buddy.
Where are you?
How
are
you doing? Yeah, I've been reading Candace Buckner in the Washington Post, and she does have a very good column today, in my opinion. Leontis embraces a D.C. institution, shameless spin. And she talks about some of the commercials and ads that Monumental has put on, and Monumental Opportunity, and, you know, talking about how great D.C. is and all this stuff. And then, you know, here's a situation where Ted and Monumental's looking to Virginia. When I digest and swallow all this stuff, all this talk over the last several weeks on ever since they had the press conference, I guess the bottom line is it doesn't matter too much to me whether it's Virginia or D.C. But, you know, it was a handshake. And I just think that maybe before they had this press conference which was a PR spin, maybe you should have dotted some I's
totally.
And crossed some T's and gotten a sense of the political situation a little more wrapped up to then go to the press feeling that they had a strong position, because the way this has been going on, I just think it's the way things have been really discussed with the way it's been gone about with Ted Leonsis and Monumental. And I believe, you know, certainly it's a situation, too, where we hear that weeks ago you interviewed, I think, someone from Monumental, and I've read where they said they also talked to Maryland. Has anybody asked who they talked to in Maryland?
Appreciate you, dude. Thank you. It's a good phone call. If the point here, GP, is they didn't dot all their I's and cross all their T's, where do I sign that piece of paper?
That seems
darn tootin'.
Pretty obvious.
Yeah, now we know, right?
So again, how much would it have mattered? I mean, I don't know, but I'm just coming up with this phrase.
No, it's worth the discussion.
If Luis Lucas is a never Yunkiner or whatever, you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Like, not that guy, yeah.
Then does it matter if they go to her or not? She basically said, I'm not doing this because I need toll relief. And they go, here's $90 million more than you asked for in toll relief. And she said, my toe, all 10 toes are down, kick rocks. You know, so like,
yep.
If they went there earlier to her or to who, I don't know. It might just, I get the sense that this is politics.
Yes.
And that's not me picking a side. I think that gets played by both teams.
Without a doubt. But here's the point. You don't do this triumphant flag in the ground press conference announcing the doneness of the deal. You don't take any questions from anybody. And
I think that was their version of the politics.
Yeah. You've told everybody this is over and it's not. You probably save some of those things and maybe you save some face here. I mean, that may not be their number one concern is to save face.
I was going
to
say, I mean, they didn't save face.
They did not.
If you're Youngkin or Leontis, this is not a good look. This is a massive L if it doesn't go through pretty clearly, I would say, right?
Without a doubt.
But maybe that was their power play, was let's come out, let's go big with it, let's get people mm-hmm. really excited. Let's
kind of a little shock and awe right away.
Alexandria yeah. City Council on stage with us. We got the hyper-local support that people thought we wouldn't have. We the speeches that were given by some of the folks in the past that had been against that location having a building. And maybe they thought, we'll convince people through the process of getting to discuss this and we'll, in a narrow vote, get this thing passed. Well, the discussion never really even got off the ground.
No, it didn't.
But,
it didn't.
Yeah, I don't think one side's playing politics. I think that's 2024. It's, you know, you on my team? No? Okay.
Then you can't get a win.
And that goes all different directions.
I'm out on a boat.
Let's go to Jesse in Bristow on G&D. What's
hey, Jesse.
Up, Jesse?
Hey, Grant. How are you, Danny? I just want to let you know, guys, like, she's not really – I don't think she's playing as much politics as she knows how this is going to play out. Leontis is going to try again, and we'll probably end up voting on this. So the dialogue that you want to talk right now, Grant, is now, as opposed to having billionaires do – you know, backroom deals. to get what they want.
Well, how will they get to that point? Because Eric Flack was on with us earlier. I don't know if you were listening. And the governor, essentially, in a press conference he was at today, you know, the only play he's got left, I guess, was some other session that he said he's not going to try to execute. Like his Hail Mary, he's not even going to try to throw. He's giving them a couple more days to the deadline to try to come to their senses is his way forward. And that's his word.
Correct, but that's just this year. That's just this year.
So So you're saying in a year they'll come back.
Yes, and we're all going to talk about this again, and there's the discussion you want, Grant, and that's actually the politics, because we don't want these billionaires doing the politics. Like, I live in Prince William County. Instead of, like, you know, a couple billion for a stadium, put a metro on 66, but they don't have money for that.
Right.
But I'm telling you right now, all this stuff gets done behind the scenes if they're talking about it in public, kind of like the data centers right now where out in Prince William. It's a done deal. And the people that are voting on it are going to move on, just like we are all stuck here when coaches move on. So it's better to have actually the people vote on it during an election. That's what I think.
Interesting. A good call.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
I'd love to see some type of vote from the people on their interest in something, just to get some intel on, like, what is our audience, not necessarily the radio station's audience, but what is the audience in this area think about that? It's a really good call. Appreciate you.
Yeah. I mean, we do the best we can to educate ourselves in these things. There's a reason we have elected representatives, right? In all fronts. Like, I don't know what's going on right now with HR Bill 772469-A. I don't know about all the amendments or the pork barrel spending that has to get passed through to appease the congressman from Arkansas and his personal interests, or what's going on with the guy from Tallahassee and what he wants in there. We have representatives to do that for us. When something tips the point that we get motivated enough to say, hey, let's do something different, we do that with elections. But there's a point of having the representatives. But when this one is so obvious, it kind of cuts across politics to, we're talking about sports fans and where we're going to go see games, it all of a sudden becomes a little bit more real and a little bit more tangible, if that makes sense.
Definitely. I asked Eric, though, earlier about what Jesse just alluded to, which was maybe Leontis going back to the drawing board and trying again next year. And he seemed to think that the timeline wouldn't work because his time to get out of the arena deal is 2027. Now, maybe he could swing a deal with D.C. where the mayor would let them stay for a little while longer than the deal, but basically that they would have to be out and then they would be at least a year. And in that case, now if you're pushing it back and coming back in a year,
mm-hmm.
2 years where you don't have Capital One Arena potentially and you don't have anywhere to play.
Yeah, it's all like what the Commanders are facing with their timeline. Now, that's a more friendly deal for the football team to be able to stay there and extend it year over year.
But would Bowser let them stay for two seasons after the deal where they're breaking it, they're going to Virginia? You're irate about that.
Yeah.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
But you benefit quite a bit in the short term because that neighborhood still has Caps and Wizards for two seasons, all the events mm-hmm. otherwise, and you get two more years before you got to figure out what you're doing there.
You get your tax revenue.
Possible. But his answer, having covered this, was it was kind of now or it's unlikely. I don't know if that's exactly right, but that's certainly his hunch.
Sure. I mean, and there'd be a year for, you know, on the back end, it would probably be a different mayor by that time, you know, where you go fast forward a handful of years. Maybe dealing with something else who's got a different agenda. Who knows? But DC would be within their rights to say, no, you got to go. If you're leaving, you go. We're going to use that for office space or something.
And then what? And then the Wizards and Caps are playing at Eagle Bank Arena?
Patriot Center, yeah. Eagle Bank, I guess, yeah.
That would be such a wacky. They're playing at the St. James. I'll go watch them with 200 other people at the St. James. Joe in Arlington, what's up?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, hey. Mostly I'm really disappointed. I mean, I'm somebody who, I drove to FedEx for 20 years to watch the Redskins. I drove to Capital Center in Maryland during rush hour to watch the Caps. I was a season ticket holder for the Caps for 10 years here in D.C. And, you know, just the idea that somehow Virginia can't get a share of all this really grates on my nerves. I mean, putting aside the way it was done with this loony woman down in wherever, Norfolk, or wherever she is, not allowing anybody to debate. I mean, mostly I'm just really disappointed. I hope somehow they can pull it out, because I would really like, when I go to a game after all this time, to have, first of all, to go to in my home state. Second of all, to have my sales tax on beer and hot dogs and tickets go to my home state.
Correct.
And
yeah, third, that's part that
it,
I
it really kind of.
Well, go ahead. Sorry, finish strong
yeah.
here.
Yeah, and my only third point is that what really got me is hearing all these Maryland and D.C. types whine because they're going to have to spend another 10 minutes or 20 minutes getting to a game. Like I said, I used to drive to Cap Center in rush hour to go to Caps game. So I have no sympathy for that at all. And I'm just really kind of disappointed, bottom line. So anyway, thanks a lot.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, same here. That was a point that I never got a great answer on from folks in different municipalities. People like Grant, like me, all I ever did was drive really far away. Why is it never anyone else's turn? Why can't it be easier for some Virginians at some point? And there was never a really good answer for that because there isn't one. It's the matter of convenience or otherwise. It's not a good argument in terms of fairness.
He just kind of crystallized part of it at its core, kind of what I've felt in my frustration, because I think I even come off as more anti staying at Capital One Arena than I am. If you go back to the beginning, how I felt all along is there's nothing wrong with Capital One Arena. If they stay there forever, I'm perfectly fine. I go there a ton. I'll be there again in the next week a couple times. I like it fine. It's a good enough venue. I loved the excitement and the possibility of something new. That had me pumped up, fired up. Restaurants and cool things right around an arena. The ability to stand outside and have a drink outside on a nice spring or summer night and watch a game on a big screen, you know, or when there's a playoff game with thousands of people like they do at these new town centers that are built around these arenas. Like, all that stuff's really exciting to me, and that's what I want. But really, at its core, I think it is, I watch all these other stadiums get built all over the country all the time, and how is it never able to happen in Virginia? They can't figure this out. And it seems like they just can't agree that they want one. I mean, it was named by, who did we cite? Like, the number two state in the country for best place to do business. They got a lot of good things going for them.
Uh-huh.
But they can never seem to get enough people on the same page to land the plane. And maybe they just don't want to. I'm not sure. But, yeah, it is. That's how I feel, what he just explained, which is to say, it is annoying to me, it grates on my nerves, is a good way to put it, that that it just seems like, for whatever reason, it's always something. This time it's this very accomplished, lovely woman, I'm sure, in Portsmouth, who just decided, I don't want to do this. And so it's over now. Like, I just wish there was like a vote where I could accept, like, if you play the game and there's a score and you lose, I can look up at the scoreboard and go, okay, we lost. But I feel like we all got to the stadium and then someone walked out on the field with a microphone and was like, I don't want anyone to play tonight. So, Grant, you lose. And then I went home and I'm like,
you two teams, go home.
Let's go to Chudy in Gainesville. How are you?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, man.
Yeah, so to the Senator, Senator Lucas, I agree with you, Danny, the whole issue of the cheerleading on Twitter, it's unbecoming. I call her chronically online because you're better than that, but I guess we passed that threshold. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But
does it matter? Because, Danny, I know this annoys you so much. I'll ask Trudy the same question. I mean, she is, I think I saw somewhere she's like 72 years old or something like that. She's not the one tweeting it, obviously. Like, she has a staff. Does that matter to you at all, or?
It's got her name on it. It speaks for her.
I agree, it
doesn't to me, but I hear it's. I guess it's an important distinction
to
draw.
She's posting these things. She's, but someone who's responsible for
speaking
her
for her
image,
does. Yeah,
does do that.
Go ahead, Trudy.
Yeah, no, pretty good, but I agree. I mean, even though it's her team should know, you know, be better. But to the last caller, you know, initially I was born in D.C., raised in D.C., and I was like, oh no, the Wizards and the Cavs are staying in D.C. because it's Washington, D.C. But then I talked to a friend of mine who was born in Virginia, and I was telling him, like, man, I don't want them to leave. And he was like, but I want them to come to Alexandria. I said, why? Because he said, you know, Virginia deserves a professional sports team. We don't have one. And I'm like, okay, I can see why. So, you know, I would have preferred, like you, Grant, have a debate, let all the pros and cons be listed. And if by the end of the day it didn't work out, well, that means that the cons had the better argument and the pros didn't, or vice versa. So, you know, that's it for me. Thanks.
Right. Good call, buddy. I think that's well said. Yeah. Right? I mean, you'd want to be able to say, I'm not an advocate for anything. I'm angry at everybody that's yelling. So I guess that's kind of where I'm at on this.
But you wanted the arena in Virginia.
I think I was fine with it. I'm fine either way. To me, again, it's mostly a television relationship for me. Right? I want the best possible facilities for the teams to be able to compete.
Which is why
that leads me to say that probably seemed to be in Virginia.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's right. That's our
binary.
Where I'm at. Yeah.
Stay in DC. Go to Virginia. You would be go to Virginia.
I guess it would be, yeah. But you can hear I'm not like they gotta go. You know what I mean? It's yeah.
But look, for me, it's very similar to that. Mm-hmm. Like I was never gotta get out of DC until 48 hours before the press conference. I had no idea this was a thing.
We thought it was bogus, remember?
I would have told you they would never move to Virginia, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. But I actually, my first response was, I hate that. That's going to kill that neighborhood right there. I really don't like the idea of leaving the city. I like going into the city for games. Then I see the renderings, and I see what they're trying to build, and that it's not just an arena, but basically it's Reston Town Center, mm-hmm. Something like that with an arena in the middle of it. And I said, oh, my God. I'll be taking my son and my daughter there. I've been going to the same building since I was with my dad at 9 years old or whatever. And everyone's so surprised that you would want something new and clean and fresh and awesome. Like, it's not an affront against Capital One Arena. It's fine. You can't go out wider. You can't add anything. There's no additions on that house. There's no more space. So you can renovate, but right now is as good as it's probably ever going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, renovating is really complicated when you have the seasonal sports they do, because it's not like there's ever months and months where you could just do nothing. So you're doing it slowly, at a snail's pace. You have to basically build the kitchen while you're living in the house.
Good analogy. Yeah, that's what it is.
So it just takes forever to do anything. So yeah, I liked the idea of 6 years from now, in Virginia, going to a game at the best indoor arena and facility, or a show in one of the great places to watch a concert or something in America. I was excited about that as a sports fan. My bad, I guess. but I'll be at Capital One Arena cheering the boys on all the same. It doesn't change a whole lot for me. I wouldn't want to be Yunkin or Leontsis. I mean,
not a good day for them.
After that press conference, that is a tough reality if this thing really is as dead as we all think it is right now. It is time. Speaking of the Capitals, they're getting ready to play the Penguins, who I can't stand.
I hate them.
Let's give you a power play. Puck drop in about 38 minutes from right now in Pittsburgh, where Washington's looking for win number 29 on the year. Of course, they've traded Anthony Mantha, Joel Edmondson. We're awaiting news on if anything else happens before tomorrow's deadline. For the Capitals, Hunter Shepard recalled from Hershey as Darcy Kemper's been dealing with an illness between the pipes.
Old beat-up team with an aging core has underachieved slightly this year. Who am I talking about? Exactly. Caps, Penguins, I still hate them, still love to beat them. I can't stand Sidney Crosby.
For Darris and Ryan behind the scenes, we're Grant and Danny saying so long from our Half Street studios. Feels good to be back in the saddle.
We're here.
In the nation's capital.
Yeah, buddy.
Our studios on Half Street, right by Nationals Park, where the Nats are just weeks away from a brand new campaign. We're back at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for coming.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.